You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Hundreds of California musicians entered NPR's 2018 Tiny Desk Contest. The winner was from Georgia, but don't despair. Cap Radio has organized a concert next month featuring a few of the Northern California contestants. Nick Bruner is here for this week's Sound Advice. We're going to preview some of that music.
We are indeed. Hi, Beth.
Hi. This sounds like a fun concert, but I don't know a lot about it.
Okay. Well, like you said, there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people just from California alone who entered NPR's Tiny Desk Contest. And NPR sent us a list and we went through it and, man, it was nuts. But we found a whole lot of entrants from the Cap Radio listening area.
Right.
And we're bringing in a handful for a garden concert that's happening on June 16th from 6 to 8 o'clock. So if you want to RSVP for that based on what I'm about to play for you, or if you just want a good excuse to come out and drink beer at a radio station, just go to capradio.org/events and let us know you're coming.
Okay, let's get to some music.
This is by Lillian Francis. I think you know who she is.
I do.
You caught Insight Music about a month ago, she was one of our featured guests. She floored me with her entry to the Tiny Desk Contest, a song, Phone Keys Wallet. Well, she just released her EP a few weeks ago called Timeism, and this is from that EP. This is called For a Good Time Call. It's really poppy, it's really synthy, and she produced all this herself. I can't recommend her EP enough. She's an engineer, she's a musician, she's fantastic, and she's going to be headlining that show.
Nick, she is so cool. She is so fun to watch. If you can get to the concert to see her in person, wow.
And if you can't, or if you want a preview, check out the videos that we shot of Lillian Francis in studio. They're
right.
One of my favorite anythings that have come out of Capital Public Radio that I can attach my name to. All the credit goes to Andrew Nixon. He's a wizard. Don't anybody listening pay him any more money that will take him away from this job. I simply won't let that happen. The next group that's coming up is coming up from Modesto. They're also going to be playing the Tiny Desk Concert Sacramento that's coming up this summer. They're called Stop Motion Poetry.
Something special. They love your nose, the way you tap your toes. Don't you think you're something?
So when I saw that their video for the Tiny Desk Contest came in, I thought there was some kind of like digital trickery going on, because there were like four guys on the screen, but they all looked alike. But the video was so like low tech, I thought, like, what kind of like After Effects nonsense. There's three brothers in this band that look a lot alike. My brain likes to go to ridiculous places before the obvious solution is just hitting me right in the face. So Clark Beggs, Devin Beggs, and Spencer Beggs are the Beggs brothers as part of Stop Motion Poetry. They'll be here with sort of a stripped down kind of acoustic version of their sound.
Yeah, I really like the spirit in their music. Hmm. It's like a happy, upbeat spirit, even with the messages they have. All right, I'm talking to Nick Bruner. June 16th is the Tiny Desk Contestant Concert here at the Cap Radio Garden.
Yep, that's right. Really excited about that. You can sign up to attend for free at capradio.org's website. or cabaret.org/events.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm really redundant this morning. This next tune is by something of a hero of mine. His name is Stephen Malkmus. He fronted the band Pavement, Stockton's own Pavement, by the way.
Great.
And was this like big indie rock sensation back in the 90s. He's back with something like his sixth solo record called Sparkle Hard. And any kind of like hipster irony is totally shed on this one. And it features Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth. This is called Refute. So you can kind of hear like a nice little country western
ramble
in that one, which I'm not used to hearing out of the former bassist of Sonic Youth. Sparkle Hard is just a joy to listen to start to finish. And
I like the title of the album, Sparkle Hard.
I can see why you dig on that.
All right. Will you mention our closed music?
Yes. This is La Luz, their third album on Hardly Art. It's called Floating Features. And I really like this a lot. They kind of slow down their surf rock aesthetic for this track, which for The Creature, which I think is just it's so much fun.
We'll keep that music going. Nick Brunner is the host of Hey Listen, Saturday nights on Cap Radio, and everybody will see you on June 16th out in the garden, right?
That's right.
Okay, it's the Tiny Desk Contestant Concert, so you can find more information online. And that's Insight for today. Hope you'll tune in for tomorrow's monthly Insight Music Special. Then we're off for the holiday weekend, and we'll be back with The Political Junkie next Tuesday. I'm Beth Ruyak. Insight senior producer is Jen Picard. Our producer is Cody Drabble, and we have help every day from Bert Johnson. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer today is Anthony Van Hook. Thank you, Nick Brunner. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Pleasure to be here.
And Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Have a great holiday weekend. Be safe, and thanks for joining us.